Hi folks, I'm James Morris. I'm doing Wayless Configuration. I'm with Two Sigma, a financial services firm. I focus on infrastructure provisioning and lifecycle of VMs, bare metal, Debian systems. Changing our approach to configuration management has saved us time and effort, it's reduced risk, and it's improved performance. We learn from our mistakes. I'd like to share some of what I learned at my current company. Our approach to configuration management evolved over the years. We started with scripts. We adopted a couple of commercial products. We translated those scripts into those commercial products. We started using configuration management for everything. Initial host setup, reference data distribution, you name it. We accumulated a lot of policy. This led to the following situation. This is the plot of the CPU utilization we incurred on a regular host. We wasted huge amounts of CPU time managing all aspects of a system. Users complained about the performance and often complained about the tooling that we used by name. We had to change the way we think about configuration. At the time we were investigating this, we also had to solve the configuration problem for containers and transient public cloud instances. We asked ourselves, can we treat all infrastructure as immutable and avoid config management completely? We tried, but it led to a much bigger problem. We support multiple locations, multiple environments, and customizations for many long-lived nodes. We would need many distinct system images just to provision. This was just not feasible. We had to think differently. Evaluating our configurations in terms of timescales was a big help. We observed most changes happen on different timescales. At the bottom of the picture, most things on a host are only really configured once. In the middle, some things change per environment, like if you're bringing online a new data center. At the top, we found that very little needed to change quickly on our systems. Thinking of timescales led us to the principle of least configuration. Principle is, provide a working configuration by default, and then make the smallest changes you can to customize. It sounds obvious, but it took a lot of thought. The main takeaway is, we use tools best suited for these timescales. At the base, OS packages now handle common, simple items we configure once or infrequently, leaving traditional configuration management software to apply the more infrequently either self-service or complex changes. Our design patterns lean on atomic operations, like using configuration directories. Previously, we would template the entirety of sysctl.conf. Now we just drop files into sysctl.d. Atomic operations like this are much smaller and safer than editing files in place, and from a development perspective, deviate far less from upstream defaults. Systemd, of course, offers similar patterns. The units themselves are atomic. Small drop-ins can atomically override individual parameters. So we can do less configuration, and we can do it more precisely. We deliver a lot of these settings via OS packages. For self-service options, we'll deliver a few curated configurations in a package and let users choose. Here's an example where we let users choose one of four options for how often config management runs on their host. Activating the option is as simple as just copying one of the files into place. No more templating. We couple this with a database for self-service setup. Per host intent lives in a database. From this, we can determine what changes to apply to a host, leaving our configuration management system to do very simple things to apply those changes. Our system is now completely data-driven. Our code parses a common data file format with very few actions. Here's one for setting up app sources on a machine. The vast majority of our policy now looks like this. Achieve state X. If a change was required, execute Y to refresh. Our changes now require very few code changes, just data updates like this. And we manage far fewer items like this than we used to. We got some big wins from this approach. Our config changes are now smaller and safer. They focus on data rather than code. They're much easier to review because you're focused on the change rather than the implementation. And ultimately, they're a lot less effort. Here's what least configuration looks like. Before, we had a ton of repetitive code managing over 110 items in the OS. We replaced this with 9 data-driven actions. These data-driven actions are mostly fundamentals of the OS, like copy a file, install a package, or make some symlinks. How did the host benefit? Shown on screen is a before and after. Our code base is now 93% smaller, it runs over 30 times faster, and we use a lot less resources. And most importantly, our users have completely stopped noticing that we do config management. If this sounds great, it's because it is, but it's not quite a panacea. We still have to do the hard work of configuring our systems, we have to be careful of complexity, and we have to think harder and discuss a little bit more than before, but the results are worth it. Thank you for letting me share.